that sounds so good. Yeah, it's nice to have a place to store things, but of course it's also nice to have a covered place to do some work that you might want to do out of the weather. So is there a spot in that, sounds like a nice size, is there a spot for you to have a workbench and such as that?
I don't have them all put together yet, but I've got, oh gosh, I got table saw, radial arm saw, chop saws, band saws, drill presses. I got all kinds of stuff, all kind of toys. And but I've got to finish that building some more. I tore down all my shelves and all that stuff, and I'm having to redo it all as I go along. I'm also wiring it. I haven't got it completely wired yet, but my neighbor behind me is an electrician. He owns his own business. And he comes over and checks me out and says, okay, that's all looking good. And then we're going to run a line underground from my outbuilding up to the breaker box inside the house. And that way I won't have to have a separate power meter for that building. It'll all run off the house power. But he told me, so if we go run 220, you got to run this. And if we go not, you got to run this. So I've got all that stuff ready to go. I just hadn't got it all finished yet.
We're in excellent shape. It's always been since I was a little boy, and my dad was, I'll put it this way, he desired to have what you're describing, and in his lifetime, he never got around to doing that. Well, Mom kept him busy, I think he gave up the area he wanted to have that type of thing in to my mother's new laundry. When we moved in, she had laundry upstairs, and over time she got a machine that was larger. It was, you know, one of these little compact machines for upstairs, but when she got a larger machine, she had to take it downstairs on a concrete slab. And well, son of a gun, you know, sometimes your best laid plans get eaten up. And anyway, he was, I cannot remember the name of it, but he was kind of fond of wood turning. And there was it was called Shopsmith or something like that. I mean, that's the best I can recall. And he talked about that and talked about, he had seen a demonstration, you know, and he was kind of anxious to take those turning tools, you know, and make different things, bowls and such. You can make things for the kitchen like that. Artistic things too, you know. And anyway, my dad was fond of 8-day clocks. I know you're familiar with what that is. He wanted to build some clock cases. He looked at them. They were not that difficult looking to build. And I wish he had done that. You know, my dad's been gone for a number of years, and he loved to collect those clocks. I think he had 14 when he passed, and we divided them up between the kids, you know, and all that. And I have one that Donna doesn't like it because of the striking. You can put it in a silent mode, you know, and it won't strike. But if you've got one of those, it's going to tick anyway. It's a very tick-tock kind of clock. I'm afraid if she doesn't like the strike, and she won't like the ticks either. Anyhow, it's good to talk with you, Gary. It's good to learn that your building is up and serving you, and you can finally have something that you've been wanting for a long time. I'm pleased that you got there. Great to talk with you, and I look forward to talking about better things than cold weather, you know, better things. Let's all look forward to a good summer. Let's all be safe about it. And whatever you do, you know, stay with us. Stay healthy. And it's also, before I leave, it's also good to hear that Larry is better. My throat is clearing. Every once in a while I have a little frog in there, but it feels good tonight. And I have been missing these opportunities. I don't know why everybody doesn't talk a little bit, for crying out loud. That's what this hobby is all about, unless you build radios and you just want to build them and let other people use them. Does that sound like something you'd want to do? No. You want to be on the air. You want to talk to people. You want to learn CW. You want to do all these things. Take your radio out and talk to people from foreign places, like, you know, somebody else's house. Even out in the yard. I did that once. Went out and just threw a line over into the trees, you know. I wasn't very calculating about it, you know. But it was different to just, you know, talk outdoors and such as that. Anyhow, good to talk with you, and I'll just hope that we can do this again soon. KK4, JBQ, back to you, Gary.
Well, I enjoyed it as always, and I'm very blessed. I've got all this stuff over here, and you know, it's a lifelong accumulation. It's not something that I've all got all at one time. It's a piecemeal. I got this here and this that, this other. Got a wood lathe out there. I didn't mention it, but I do have one of those. It's a lot of fun to play with, but it makes awfully terribly mess. All the shavings and all that, but I don't mind it. It's a lot of fun. But Larry, good talking with you again this evening. You take care. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I look forward to doing it again real soon. 7-3, my friend. For additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Down. Please check in KQ4WHN, Mark in Greer, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. I just made it back to the house, but here I am on the radio checking in. Thank you, sir. 73's to everyone.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Late second evening, KQ4WHN, Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Glad you made it back home safely this evening. Hope you remain safe the rest of the week. And from now on, that's as far as that goes. Don't want anything to happen to our folks out there in Radio Land. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, then we'll finish closing it out. We've got a grand total of 63 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there at Radio Land that came in and talked with me and checked in with me. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.